And welcome to another episode of the Sit Down Stand Up Show. This episode is Jack Warmed Over Part 3. And when we last left Jack, he was standing in New York Harbor as the new Lady Liberty. Yes, and Mustard and Shifty were about to crash their boat. I believe they actually did crash their boat, but nobody realized that it crashed because all they heard was a turkey gobble. Sound effects budget and all, you know.
Oh dear, it looks as if we are marooned on one of the New York Islands.
Actually, I think we're somewhere in the Philippines.
In the Philippines?
Well, yeah. You see, it was a very long boat.
That's not really a very funny joke.
Okay, let's try it the other way.
I say we are marooned on one of the New York Islands.
Yep, definitely marooned on one of the New York Islands.
How can you be so sure?
It was a very short boat.
That doesn't really work either.
Oh, let's say we just get on with the dialogue.
All right.
Oh, looky there. Here comes a native to welcome us. Welcome, fair travelers, to the New York Islands. Allow me to welcome you in the manner of my people.
Very well, you may proceed.
Hey, you can't park there. I like the cut of your jib. Allow me to reciprocate your welcome in true New York fashion. Why, certainly, sir. Arr, you got me, sir, right in the cut of my jib.
Oh, my gosh, they killed Mr. Grumley.
Is that unusual?
Well, no, not really. I mean, he dies at least once an episode.
Oh, don't worry about me, sir. I'll be fine just as soon as we go to commercial break.
But this show doesn't have any commercial breaks.
Oh, no.
Well, for the sake of your friend there, perhaps we ought to go to commercial break.
And so we go to commercial break so that Mr. Grumley can get up and start feeling better. You little crybaby, I mean, he only got shot. Seriously. Oh, I'm Mr. Grumley, and I can't work because I've been shot. Seriously, what next?
Hey, kids, are you tired of actually eating food that has nutritional value and tastes good and is good for you? Well, now there's a new food on the market. It's plastic. Yes, you can eat plastic all day and never gain a pound because it has absolutely no calories. But boy, will it clog up your colon. Kids love plastic, and moms love plastic, too. No, you don't. Yes, you do, because it's so inexpensive. Oh, I guess we do then. Roll it into a ball and bounce it down the hall. Just try doing that with peanut butter and jelly. It flexes. Turkey legs don't bend or flex. They just lay there on your plate. So for a meal that's tons of fun and no good for you whatsoever, try plastic.
The makers of this commercial do not actually recommend the eating of plastic, because that would not be good for you, and it would kind of be stupid, and you're not stupid, are you? Pencil sharpener, salt and pepper, retainer, false teeth, scissors, Sudoku puzzle, little wooden dog, and other such completely irrelevant nonsense words.
Oh my, wasn't that just a stirring, rousing commercial? Oh yes, I know that I was moved to tears by that commercial, yes.
I was moved to tears as well, but I do not think that it was for the same reason.
So, Jack McThanos is still standing in New York Harbor, acting as the current Lady Liberty and completely confusing everyone around him.
Oh, that's me, Lady Liberty. I left my lamp beside the golden door. So, send me the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. I didn't mean that kind of wretched refuse.
Well, what were you expecting, sir? I mean, this is New York, after all.
Oh, yes, it is New York, isn't it?
Aye, sir. You say it was a really short boat.
That's going to be a running gag, isn't it?
Well, sir, it was either that or 3/4-inch pickney flange.
Well, I am going to try to clean up some of this wretched refuse. Do me a favor and hold my book for me, Mr. Grumley.
What? Wait, no, I can't hold that, sir. It's too heavy. Oh, that smarts, sir. You done crushed my 3/4-inch Pinckney flange.
Well, it's not a complete loss. I mean, Pinckney flanges are funnier than short boats any day.
Oh, that be true, sir, that be true.
Hello, Jack.
Ernie, what are you doing here?
Oh, I've been promoted. I'm the new Mr. Clean.
Well, again, I say, what are you doing here? I mean, this is New York.
Yes, it is.
The boat was really short, you know.
How I say then, Mr. Grumley, you'd better get yourself to the hardware store and get yourself a new 3/4-inch Pinckney flange.
Oh, well, I do that, sir, except for one little problem there.
And what's that?
Well, you see, sir, I have no idea what a Pinckney flange is.
Oh, that would make it difficult. Well, anyway, I've come to perform an inspection.
An inspection?
That's right. I've got to make sure that everything is clean, you know. And look at all this wretched refuse on your teeming shore.
Well, I figured you would be more concerned about all the tired and poor.
Oh, there's nothing criminal about being tired and poor. I mean, if there were, we'd have to arrest everyone who's gone to Goodyear.
Ba-dum-bum.
And what about all these huddled masses yearning to breathe free? Why aren't they breathing free?
Well, it is New York, you know.
Yes, I know. The boat was really short. Oh, and look at all this copper corrosion. When was the last time you took a shower?
The last time it rained.
Oh.
Oh, say, here comes some homeless tempestos. Excuse me for a moment.
Excuse me, my employer and I wish to emigrate to the United States.
Oh, really? Well, that is very good. And may I ask why you are emigrating to the United States?
We can't go back home.
Why not?
'Cause our boat crashed. Didn't you hear the turkey gobble?
If I may ask, what is your business here in the United States?
Oh, he has come bearing a cargo load of plastic to feed the hungry children in the inner city.
Plastic? You cannot feed plastic to children.
Well, sure you can. I mean, weren't you listening to the commercial? Oh, he's got a point, sir. It was in the commercial.
Was it? I would like to hear that commercial again.
Why not? We've got 2 minutes left to kill.
Kids, are you tired of actually eating food that has nutritional value and tastes better than
I've had enough.
Well, there's a new food on the market. It's plastic. Yes, you can eat plastic.
You fellows are terrible. Feeding plastic to children for profit. You guys are human garbage.
Why, thank you. I think that's the nicest thing that anybody's ever said to me.
Well, Jack, I'm going to have to write you up. There's just too much wretched refuse on Liberty Island.
Oh, no. I was afraid that this would happen.
And get that man a new 3/4-inch Pinckney flange for crying out loud.
And so, Jack McThanos is receiving an official reprimand in his role as the Statue of Liberty for too much wretched refuse. What will become of Jack? And will Mr. Grumley ever receive a new 3/4-inch Pinckney flange? And exactly what does plastic taste like? Find out in the next exciting episode of Jack Warmed Over. Show's over. Go home.